Blog Talk Radio.
Almost messed up. I juice myself up these days, especially when I wake up. I listen to a couple of my queen, the boys, queen. I got to listen to some of them licks. So I was listening and almost, We Are the Champions was playing. You know, you get all in that. You know, I love my boy, Mr. Mercury. Okay? He knew what he was. That's a beautiful man. Freddie's my nigga. I consider it a challenge to all human race that I can lose. Down. We are the champions. Right? My black friends and your friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. That's my nigga. Fred. I got a son named Fred, so he loved Freddie, of course. We so vain in this family. Oh, you got my op, you the shit, I'm the shit, we all the shit. Anyway, happy Tuesday. Oh, you know what? I love my country, as everybody knows. That's why we in here dragging out the articles of the Constitution, because it's real important. You know, it's important. I love education, but I love to learn. I figured that's me. I found that out about myself a long time ago. And I just gone with the flow. So by the time I'm 55, you know, anybody by the time they're 55, they should know something. But I enjoy learning and I enjoy sharing. And obviously you guys enjoy listening because you've been listening a lot. You know, I really thank you a lot because I love doing this. It'll get better and better as time goes on. I'm a very last-minute kind of nigga, you know. I'm just, I am. That's just me. So half the time, I don't add the show until about an hour before I got to do it. But today, oh, my God, today was so busy. By the grace and beauty and wonder of God, I'm getting a lot of work through the business, and I've been very, very busy. Procrastination wins every day, and I am trying to make myself better. I have too much, I'm blessed too much to be messing up. You know, shit. So, happy Tuesday. We love our country. We hope this travesty, I don't know how these people sleep at night. I mean, because, you know, black people, we always get in trouble. Something we did, something our kids did, we going to jail. It's always something, right? So we know what it feels like to pay for something you did do and pay for some shit you didn't even do. So this shit on TV that I've been watching and not watching, because I get too upset because one side just lying their ass off. And it's like, even they side's like, stop, you got to stop. So it's about to come to a head and a boil, okay? This shit's got to end. Thank God we vote this year. I really don't think anybody that can go in there and vote their conscience is voting this nigga in again. So I don't think we got to worry about that. Stop watching social media because I figured out they all kind of full of shit. They need something to do to do something. They need something to do something. So half the shit they say is true, not true, half true. So it's good to get your own information, but it's also good to know what's going the hell on. So thank you for joining, listening. Everybody listen late. If you do want to call, please do so at 563-999-3011. And two, I don't know how much power I'm going to have left for this article stuff. You know, I mean, I want to read through it, but you can read through it just like I do. So we're going to float through it the rest of the week. It's not a lot, but it is a lot. But I'm excited because Black History Month is starting. So, like I said, we're going to start on Saturday the 1st. I believe I'm not going to be on Sundays, but I will be on Saturdays. I'm going to be off on Sunday because of my silly self. I'm teaching a class on Saturday and Sunday for the next 5 weeks. So, yeah, I won't be working with you guys on Sunday. But, yeah, we're going to start off, I love Black History. I love getting in there and doing the different kind of shit. You know, the kind of stuff that you kind of knew but don't, you know, never thought about, or people that did certain things or certain things that happened to certain people that you didn't hear about, that you didn't know about, or certain laws that changed because of somebody Black. So that's what we're going to really focus on besides all the greats. And so we will start with the Black Panthers, of course, and what they were trying to do. And, you know, as a brown person, and particularly an African-American person, you know, you got to understand everything that, for some reason, that's far beyond what we could understand, because we've never been able to live above why are you always constantly trying to keep us down situation. But again, we got to think we've been here free much longer than we were not free. So, you know, people just got to live and die. You know, I personally, you know, my grandkids, great-grandkids will probably have it much better than the shit I talk about every day. Let's pray. And the same for you. But it's important for us to, well, it's important for me being this person because I like to think and analyze and shit. And, you know, I mean, you just have to live long enough to kind of recognize certain patterns and stuff. And it's like, I've lived long enough, worked long enough to know. It's like, why are we always constantly in this lower situation? That, you know, they want us to think, oh, we incapable, we, our brains are smaller, we can't think or whatever the fuck. You know, but that's just been so ingrained in us. And so I'm going to get into so much to talk to you about in terms of even as a descendant of a slave, just like you inherit, I don't know if we already said it, just like you inherit your parents' eye color, hair type, body size, facial features, genetically our genetics adjust to our everyday conditions. Our genetics adjust to our environment, pretty much. And so who's had the most fucked up environment for the longest is something about us is our genes have adjusted to traumas. I heard a couple of years back where they've equated that the things that a lot of African-American women go through, like PTSD and shit. And it's just because of your genes hold on to experiences, just like you look like your grandma, okay? You look like your slaves. Your genes look like whatever traumas that they were thinking about that way, good things and bad things, just like Black Don't Crack. Well, you brought that with it from them too. But all the traumas and stuff that they've experienced, that's, you know, that's why, and the most effect on your body is in that first 6 weeks when you don't even know you're pregnant. So a lot of fucked up shit can have to do with a baby in the first 6 weeks. But understand, my point is, there's a lot about us that don't apply to other people, and that's where Claude Anderson was trying to explain to us, and I'm going to go into that too, and all of that powernomics and stuff. But, you know, it's almost like, oh, it's kind of too late type situation. But it's never too late for anybody individually. You know, and it's, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, I just have to live and maybe come back as a white person to understand it. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, they don't want black people to do well. They just don't, as collectively. So they've never made it easy. So over our, you see, I don't really want to talk about the Constitution. So over our next, starting Saturday, we're going to begin with the Black Panthers, their mission, what they did, how I love them, how you should love them, and what they were trying to do and how they were annihilated, okay? And then we're going to go into, we'll go underlying into Mr. Hoover, right? I'll give you some information on Mr. Hoover, the gay man, right? Going after everybody, spying on people, and he gay, you know, judging people, and he won't even, in the world, don't even know who he is, but he's selling on everybody else. You see how fucked up everything. People with power, man. But your integrity determines your life. So, he had no integrity. Everybody knows it now. He may be dead, but his memory is not dead, and his memory is less than integrous. Is that a word? Your integrity determines your life. So, Donald Trump, bum, bum, bum. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the Black Panthers, Malcolm X, his mission, his break with his party and where he branched off, and we're going to talk about Kwanzaa and how that was created, because niggas is just celebrating Kwanzaa. I forgot I was going to put that with Malcolm X, Kwanzaa. Nigga, blow them Jewish candles out. You don't know what you're doing. What a good one. That's really juicy. Everything I'm doing, that's why I like watching Rachel Maddow, because she always starts every show by giving you some history about this same type of shit happened 25 years ago. And now look at this shit. It's happening today. And look what happened then. And the same shit finna happen now. I love history. I've always loved history. So, Black Panthers. Then we'll add some stuff with the breakoffs on the Black Panthers, how, you know, they joined with white groups, with other groups during the civil rights period. So some folks got together and they started annihilating everybody. the underground, what is it? I can't think of it. The underground. Underground is some white group of some cool white folks back in the 60s that was just mad like us, but they was just bombing everything. God, underground. We don't relate that to the Black Panthers, because all of those are offshoots of the 60s, and we just tired of this shit. We don't branch off into how blacks and civil rights and Black Panthers and how the Panthers and other black leaders, including Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, right? Protesting what? What? Tell me. The Vietnam War. Right? So we talk about how our leaders was trying to get into that shit. Okay, Vietnam War. Malcolm X, his party to do right now, and Kwanzaa. Okay? All that old shit. I love it, but anytime you get your power by bringing somebody down, you don't really have power. Okay, one juicy one. I said juicy and I left it. The Federalist Society. The Federalist, look it up. Federalist Society. Bunch of white lawyers. I'm going to see if there's some black people, and shame on them. If it is, I'm going to write them a letter. They do things. They basically help to elect the racist judges. They all them list of judges and shit that Trump coming up with comes from them. They have an They have certain things that they believe, and it ain't for you. You better believe it. And it's for conservatives. Oh, yes. See, conservative, what's that mean? What does that mean when we say we're conservative? right? What's that mean? Conservative? What does race mean? All that social. All that some social psychology bullshit designed to say I'm first and you second. And because I have all the power, I'm writing all the rules. So what's conservative? What are they conserving? So we're going to talk about all of that because, this is going to be, Black History Month is going to be so beautiful because we're going to start it and mix it with all of my psychology, right? The social psychology of prejudice and what that is, conservatism, racism, what's the point, what's the benefit, Oh, we're going to have a good time. Because Black History Month ain't nothing but the month we throw at you. And there's no coincidence that it's the one with the fewest amount of days. Okay, fuck you. And ain't no coincidence Abraham Lincoln is brown on the penny. The least of least value, right? Throwing shade. Black people need to say, hey, we want the penny to be silver. Need to change that. No, it ain't real copper anyway. We want that to turn. We want to sign an amendment. We want the penny to be silver because you're trying to clown the nigga that made sure we was free. Throwing shade on your nigga. I used to listen to Barbra Streisand when I was a teenager. That was like my favorite. I had every album. So, musicals. And very serious music was always in my life. On a clear day, how it will astound you. In the glow of your moon, will outshine every star. If I knew the words, it'd be good. It's like I know it when she's singing, I turn into Rain Man. All right. Anyway, Jim Crow, that glorious time where they were like, oh, you free, you think? Well, let me put some new nigga laws. Well, that's what, you think you're free? And then you're free, and motherfuckers don't enforce no law, so you're really not free. Jim Crow, that's going to be fun. How integration, that's the subject. Next subject, how integration basically, we're going to talk about integration. How we integrated and our economic situation prior to all wanting to eat at the lunch counter and shit. That was like, historically, nobody want to say it. I mean, nobody want to say it. Probably nobody even knows it because don't nobody care. It's like, oh, it's today. I'm not, girl. I ain't got no time for that. But yeah, we was doing much better. We were not mixed. And you could have been, just make it not where you'll kill me, okay? We could have stayed on our side. Can it just be like, nah, you're not going to, like, kill me? Could you just stop that part? Shit, if I want to marry Nancy, let me go ahead and marry Nancy. Gee. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Beautiful. And then Black inventors, of course, that's my favorite. Because nobody wants to give nobody Black credit for nothing. Right? Oh, wow. There's a lot of those. It'd be good to share the knowledge of that with you. And, of course, we got to talk about the slavery experience. We're going to break it up in three sections. Basically, you came and got us, the passage, and then the indoctrination. But the main thing I want to go over that I just found out as an African American, how they broke us of our culture on a 3-month program, like boot camp. That's where the fuck they got boot camp from. Well, it worked with niggas. Shit. Took all the nigga out the nigga. Okay, so we're going to talk about that when it comes to that. I'm interested in sharing that with you, the 3-month boot camp a nigga got when he got off the little cruise ship, 3-month boot camp. Don't forget that. Bet you didn't know. Now you send your son to the military and send your daughter. At least she ain't getting raped in that boot camp, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, slavery experience, whippy. and in economics. How our economics has basically just always stayed at the bottom, why it is in comparison. Now, I'm not going to say why it is because I'm not an economist. I'm just going to give you the information and let you figure out why it is. What is institutionalized racism? What's institutionalized racism? That's what we're dealing with. Okay? So, Black History Month is going to be so juicy, full of wonderful things for us to discuss, for you to learn, get some African music jumping off. Oh my God, I have such a day today. I have to work when I finish tonight. I'm not complaining. It's my own fault, and I should suffer, okay? Yeah, suffer. If you know you're fucking up, you know, suffering one day or two is going to make you stronger. So let's take a little break, everybody. Take a little break and get back to the articles. And let us just all say, I personally, and I used to watch politics with my mom as a little girl, I ain't never seen no shit crazy as this from the nigga at the top. So I would say, let's all just say a little extra prayer for the country tonight until this nigga is gone. Make sure you vote. Please, please, please. I don't even care, it's California. Okay, a lot of y'all ain't just in Cali. Vote, please, Lord Jesus. We just need to get rid of him because... All he gonna do is mean tweet, right? From the day he loses until forever, until we don't hear from him no more. So let's take a break. Cool Cats, that's my favorite little song. So I'm gonna play it for you. I'll be back. right, cool cats. This is your cool cat and your nigga, Stacy Johnson of the Los Angeles Johnsons. Born and raised South Central LA. It was 6 o'clock and my mama was always home. Okay? Never left. Wasn't shit going down in the Johnson house. So, I'm excited because starting tomorrow, I'm excited because all I do is talk to myself anyway. And so I'm just going to record all this beautiful stuff that I have to share. And starting tomorrow, we're going to go back to the thing I really did not cover before we start Black History Month. Because Black History Month ain't nothing but about a bunch of suffering niggas did. Oh, you know, I mean, don't celebrate Tyler Perry and Oprah and all that shit. Don't mean nothing. No more than any other person out there that entertains you. Okay? We want to give thanks and celebrate those people that shared a part of what they knew to help make us better Black people. Okay, so that's what it's all about. So if you ever want to call, you're going to want to call and talk to me. And you talk to me about being Black during Black History Month and starting tomorrow. So you can call in at 563-999-3011. This is your nigga Stacy Johnson, and let's just talk about the damn Constitution. And we're going to finish it tonight, so wherever it ends, it ends. I got quite a minute. So Section 10, we were just in Article 1, and Section 10 is the last of the sections of Article 1. So it talks all about the House and how it's governed, how old you got to be, and how the laws are set, and what money is it, how to get paid, or whatever. So Section 10, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters or marks and reprisals, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt, pass any bill of attainder ex post facto law or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. So basically, you can't be renting out America state by state. You know, you can't be, oh, okay, come on, Mexico, I'm going to let you have all the Orange County type shit. And you can pay me in pesos. Yeah, none of that shit could go down, according to Section 10. All right, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in times of peace, enter any agreement or compact with any state or foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded, or in such imminent danger as it will not admit of delay. All right. So you can't be having the war, the military all set up at your shit. So that's why I always got something to add to this shit, because I've been around a long time. Shit. That's why everybody got all upset, right? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I don't even know, too much week. Many years ago when they started to see all these police vehicles that look like military vehicles. And they're like, well, why are we getting these military vehicles in our neighborhood? Well, Section 10 say you ain't supposed to be setting up no military on Crenshaw's Foster, nigga. What? So, yeah, that's what that is. Okay, Article 2. Section 1, this executive power. So here's Dum Dum's powers, okay? This is what, I've got the Article 2. Is that what he say? Ain't that what that dummy says? I got Article 2. He ain't even ready. Section 1. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years and, together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. See, here's our problem. This is the shit we need. Section 1, Article 2, change. We need an amendment to Section 1, Article 2. Here we go. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature therefore may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of Senate and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress, but no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. Okay, that makes sense. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall be an inhabitant of the state, of the same state with themselves. They shall make a list of all persons voted for and of the number of votes for each, which list they shall sign and certify, and submit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States, directed to the President of the Senate. The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes shall be President. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if there be more than one who have such majority and have an equal number of votes, then the House of Representatives shall immediately choose by ballot one of them for president. And if no person have a majority, then from the five highest on the list, the said House shall in like manner choose the president. But in choosing the president, the votes shall be taken by states, the representation from each state having one vote. A quorum for this purpose shall consist of a member or members of two-thirds of the states, and a majority of the states shall be necessary to a choice. In every case, after the choice of the president, the person having the greatest number of votes of the electors shall, be the vice president. But if there shall remain two or more who have equal votes, the Senate shall choose from them by ballot the vice president. Okay, so back in the day, there's an amendment to that, I'm certain. Because back in the day, and I love reading that, because it's a contract, so they got to change that part. I'm sure it changes somewhere down below. Because it said here that once we pick the president, then the next nigga with the next highest amount is the vice president. Well, of course, we don't do it like that. Right? So we'll see where that changes somewhere down in the Constitution. Okay, the Congress may determine the time of choosing the electors and the day on which they shall give their votes, which day shall be the same throughout the United States. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible of the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and have been 14 years a resident within the United States. In the case of removal of the president from office or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the said office, the same shall devolve on the vice president. So the vice president takes over. And the Congress may, by law, provide for the cast of removal, death, resignation, or inability, both of the president and vice president, declaring that officer shall then act as president and such officer shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or a president shall be elected. The president shall, at stated times, receive for his services a compensation which shall neither be increased nor diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected, and he shall not receive within that period any other emolument. Boom, there we go. He fucking up in two places. From the United States or any of them. Before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability. See, that's where we fucking up. I said to the best of my ability, nigga. Oh, okay. I mean, it didn't say to the best of everybody around you who thinks that you ain't, you know. Give him a break. He just need to go. He said, but this was the best of my ability. Mine's just a box of chocolates. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, it don't say America on this. So it give you the oath right in the shit, okay, Mr. President. Section 2, the president shall be commander-in-chief. Oh, they can say ad chief. I used to say ad chief. No, it's commander in chief. So, like, in chief means, like, first. Commander in chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia. See, I got my own militia, right? When the fake whatever gets me. No, it's our militia. You go back to Mar-a-Lago. And of the militia of the several states. He went, and I'm sure that's what it, what is that militia? When, back in those days, you know, 18, whatever. We're talking about the reserves, right? Who shows up when the reserves show up when you need extra help? Of several states, when called into actual service of the United States, he may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of their prospective offices, and he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. What's his name? What's his name granted homeboy a pardon? For his impeachment. Oh, I gotta relook at that one. Say, huh. Ford, right? Gave that old last impeachment, not time before last. The real valid one, not just a hater impeachment. Clinton got a hater impeachment. Okay. He shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the senators present concur, and he shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate. So when they say advice and consent, that's what they mean. You got to ask me, nigga. You can't just do it. Advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not wherein otherwise provided for, and which shall be established by law, but the Congress may by law vest the appointment of such interior officers as they think proper in the president alone, in the courts of law,
or in the heads of departments. The president shall have power to fill up all vacancies that have happened during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session. Okay, so I'm going to go back to this judges and Supreme Court, judges of the Supreme Court. I mean, how Mitch McConnell just going to say fuck the Constitution? That's why he looked like a sad little turtle, and his mouth don't work no more, and he can barely say words. He violated Section 2. In here does it say he get the right to hold off on the nigga? So I gotta just keep reading. So tomorrow, when we get together, we're gonna begin with our Black History series, but we're gonna try to figure out together why white people think the way they do, and why you should not be upset about it. Pretty much. And, you know, we know enough now about how the brain works, how life works, how everything works. Nobody can keep nobody down. They just have their little tricks, and then, you know, they use the cops wherever they can get away with it, but nobody can keep nobody down. Knowledge is power. Sharing is good. Love is great. And where was I? Oh, Section 3 of Article 2, almost done. He shall from time to time give the Congress information of the Senate of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene both houses or other of them in the case of disagreement between them. Oh, okay, so they say, hey, I need y'all to get together. Yeah, I've seen that. Obama did that over Obamacare. In the case of disagreements between them, with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them at such time as he shall think proper. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, and shall commission all officers of the United States. Okay, laws be faithfully executed. Like Trump letting all these motherfuckers be work for the government but can't pass a background check. So if somebody knocked on all of our ignorant ass doors like they did in Germany and just drug your ass out and took all your shit, how? I mean, what the fuck would you do? Just get your shit took and just be like, Obama. Because we sitting here slowly letting the motherfucker just ruin the document that makes this country stable, strong, alive, good, and half a chance for motherfuckers like us, okay? This was made and you was picking cotton. They was doing this shit. We was picking cotton. We was at way down the line. So what we gonna do with this article and this piece of paper and all the amendments that go with it? We gonna take a little chunk of it every night, cause now I could be here for 2 hours. Woo! But we not gonna do that to each other. So we gonna break up our next 5 weeks. Black history, and shot off of, oh, he fucked with Martin Luther King. Let's see who he is. Or, you know, they got sued for doing this racist shit to black people. Let's see who they are. We stopped them from doing shit, all that kind of shit. Got to find something good about the black experience. Black inventors. And then we're going to talk about psychology, prejudice, racism, conservatism. What are you trying to conserve? Oh, I already know. Economic shit. And, of course, anybody that wants a job. And I've just been thinking about myself. Because I know I'm, you know, I get what I want. I do what the hell I want. Sometimes I move too fast. Most times I move too fast. They say I see the forest, but the trees, I'm like, fuck the trees. Hey, we'll get to the trees later. Ah. So I've been moving, and I'm 55. I got to remember, I'm 55. That don't really mean shit, but I started to feel it in my body. I'm like, man, I don't feel as strong as I did even at 45. Oh, that's only 10 years ago. Oh, you know why? Because you let motherfuckers drain your energy out of you. So, stop that. Now, 2020, and I hope you're doing the same. A lot of people doing the same. There's a lot of good things out there to help you live a better life. But you got to understand, you got to drop the baggage. Self-love is a big thing. One of my teachers, oh, self-love. I'm like, what? What are you talking about, white girl? You always dreaming. Y'all talking some dreamy shit. Why don't you live real? I knew just what she was talking about. Self-love is everything, okay? So do it. Make sure. Sit here and listen to me and laugh, shit. I talk to myself all day and laugh. I work, I laugh, my leg hurts, so I got to get up and walk every 45 minutes. Like my arm is in holding a mouse position for 16 hours, and then my leg is sitting at a desk position. So, I love it, though. All right, so Constitution. Where are we? High crimes and misdemeanors. I just see that. All right. The president, vice president, and other civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on the impeachment for and conviction of. So we in the impeachment. They already been impeached, but now we in the conviction stage. Treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay, so it's not a crime that I don't have the patience for motherfuckers that try to talk to me like I'm stupid. You know what I mean? Don't, and maybe because most of their audience is stupid, so it's cool to get away with talking the way that they do, aka Donald Trump's defense team. Maybe they are just talking to a bunch of stupid people because they know people that are not stupid know what's up. We know what's up, bro. So it's just like, I got to cut the sound off, and I cut it back on once they go off and the commentators come back on, or I have to listen. That dude that look like Mr. Wilson, though, Dennis the Menace, daddy, he is the most boring nigga on the face of, God, like, why they put him up there? It's just like they fill in time. They know they got to fill in some time. Like, and nobody's making a valid point. Crossfire hurricanes. Like, I wish a crossfire of a brisk wind would come through that and bop that fake hair up. He got a good toupee, though. Got to give it to the old Sekulo. He got a good old piece on top of his head. Anyway, impeachment, misdemeanors. High crimes and misdemeanors can be whatever you want. It's a disrespect of the office. That's why they arrested them. It don't even say it can be whatever you want. So, our high crime and misdemeanor, which should have been bribery. I don't know why they... but in our judicial system, right, you got to dot all the I's and cross the T's. So if you say he bribed them, well, it's got to be, you got to show this and you got to show that. And how many times I done lost in court? It's like, what? Fuck this. You got to show this, you got to show that, you got. And they probably didn't have all this, that, and something else because nobody wanted to come and say shit. So, yeah, they didn't put bribery. Oh, I thought it was bribery, that old stupid old dude from Georgia. That dude. I'm like, oh, my God, how do these people sleep at night? how they get elected, and make sure they don't anymore. But we got a real country, you know? What is this shit? What? Nobody could go to work and act like these motherfuckers. I did once, and guess what? I went to work acting like I was white. Shit. How long did I work in the fireman's plant? About 4 years. Shit, nigga can't go to work acting white. What? Mm-mm. No, no way. No way. I didn't say. All right. Article 3, boo-boo. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such interior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. So they'll keep their offices, the judges, as long as they have good behavior. So judges can be impeached. I hope Kavanaugh's ass gets impeached as soon as everything turns over. Republicans, they take no hostages. I mean, they get a hold of whatever the fuck they get a hold of, and everybody dead, nigga. Everybody's dead. They'll do whatever they need to do to be the shit. Like, I don't know. Everybody I know that do like that don't turn out well. So I don't know how you figure you different. I don't know. I don't see it. It ain't got nothing to do with color or money. Karma will get you. It. Oh. Anyway, for life, all these little judges that's going to make sure everything hard for everybody of color. So, okay, that's Section 1 of Article 3, Section 2. The judicial power shall intend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made, or which shall be made, under their authority, to all cases affecting ambassadors or other public ministers or consuls, and to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction. So, all cases on sea, admiralty and maritime. To controversies to which the United States shall be a party, to controversies between two or more states, between a state and citizen of another state, between citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state, claiming lands under grants of different states, and between a state or the citizens thereof and foreign states, citizens or subjects. Okay, so let's see. Laws of equity, Okay, so within the judicial system, the judge, you see, based on all of those, I hated that test. Depends on what district it goes to. If it goes to a federal court, depending on if it's foreign, if it's in between the states, if there's some issue between states, it goes to the federal court, as opposed to wherever the incident happened, or if it's definitely people from foreign countries, it goes to a federal court, and then they have all kind of different guidelines. I like it. I like my country. All right. Let's see. Where'd I stop? Okay. In terms of all crimes, in trials of all crimes, except in cases of impeachment, shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crime shall have been committed. Right. But when not committed within any state, the trial shall be at such place. or places as the Congress may be by law have been directed. What? It didn't happen within any state. Oh, okay. Okay. Section 3, treason. Section 3, Article 3. This is the last section of Article 3. And I'm going to spare your ears. Last section of Article 3. All right. Treason. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act, or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have the power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Corruption of blood. I need a dictionary for the Constitution. So, you know, I mean, me personally, I mean, maybe just because I'm just like, everything you do is wrong, but adhering to our enemies, I mean, isn't that exactly what this orange fella is doing? And giving them aid and comfort? Ain't that what he's doing? He gonna meet with them and meet privately, and they're our adversary. They're not our partner. We ain't trying to cozy to Russia. They hacked in our elections, and they doing aid and comfort. What's the definition? See, all this shit they didn't define. We need to go back and see. We can. That's what the Constitutional Congress is for. You go back, and I think 2/3 of the states have to agree to do it, but they was like, oh, they can reverse slavery. I'm like, yeah, right. But, yeah, they can go overturn and they add amendments, or they can just change the Constitution. And we're going to go over that, too, the Constitutional Congress, because they fucked us up on one of them. There was a vote at the Constitutional Congress where are we going to continue slavery? Guess what the answer was? Yeah, let me write that down. That's good. That's a good one for Black History. Constitutional Congress and what they do and what it's all about and how the one that fucked us up. So, yeah, hear, hear, clap, clap, ding, ding, hear, hear. Yeah, slavery for 20 more years or some shit. All right, so let's take a break. We're going to talk a little bit more, and then we're going to roll on out, and I'm going to tell you what we'll talk about for the rest of the get-together. All right, we'll be back.
Müdigkeit war gute Voraussetzung für gechilltes Spielen.
Ja. Durch die Straßen.
shot, what's the shot? It's it over nuts. Yes, it's left the shot. So funky, all the shoot. Everybody was took a shoot. For me, all the shoot. Everybody want to cook down.
Say so.
Escaping to another is the Nikov. escaping to another shall, in consequence of any law or regulation wherein, be discharged from such service or labor, but shall be delivered up on claim of the party to whom such service or labor may be due. So that's in blue. So let me see if anything else is in blue. Yeah. I'm going to check out. I think everything in blue has further explanation. But that was the nigger clause, held, a person held in service or labor. Okay, so that was section 2. Section 3, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the jurisdiction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. Yeah, right? So some kooks up here in, I'm sorry, some people in what, up here in Washington or some this way wanted to break off and be their own state. Well, buddy, I'm sorry. Action 3. The Congress shall have the power to dispose of and make all needed rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claims of the United States or any other state. That was Section 3. Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and it shall protect each of them against invasion, and on application of the legislature or of the execution, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. Oh, wait, what? Okay, Donald Trump, nigga, Section 4, here he get him, he trying to, Section 4, right? You say, hey, I'm going to protect you against domestic violence, right? Hey, ask him, do some Huey P. Newton on their ass. Section 4 of the Constitution guarantees protection from domestic violence, officer, and you shoot me and kick my ass. I love it. I love it. That's why they don't want your ass to read. They don't want you knowing this. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Behind your reading. Hey, man, I ain't supposed to have no domestic violence. I mean, come on, man. They say it in the paperwork. That was the end of Section 4, everybody. Yay. All right. Section 5, we're going to do it. Section 5 is small. Section 5, the Congress, whenever 2/3 of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution or on the application of the legislatures of 2/3 of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments, which, in either case, shall be valid to all intents and purposes as part of this Constitution, and when ratified by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states, or by conventions in 3/4 thereof, shall one or of the other mode of ratification shall be proposed by the Congress, provided that no amendment which may be made prior to the year 1808 shall be in any manner affect the first and fourth causes in the ninth section of the first article, and that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. I got to go back and read that. One or the other mode of ratification may be proposed by the Congress, provided that no amendment which may be made prior to the year 1808 shall be in any matter affect the first and fourth clauses, okay, in the ninth section of the first article. So as long as it doesn't apply, then it can be in whatever those causes are. It's probably some president can't be impeached cause, some shit. Yeah, what's the first article? Yeah. First and fourth? No, second is his dummy self. First is impeachment is the first. So we can go back and read it later. Okay, so that was Article 5. Amendments to the Constitution. So that convention for proposing amendments, that's what we would need for the Equal Rights Amendment. We'd have to have but it said 2/3 of the several states, 3/4 of the several states, right? Oh, I love it. Yeah, because I think we're just a couple states short of the Equal Rights Amendment. A couple states short of it being 3/4 of the several states. Several states means all of us, right? 3/4 of the 50 states. Oh, yay. See, aren't we so smart? Oh, my God. Article 6, we almost there. All debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. The senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several states legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Isn't that beautiful? Tell somebody, tell all of these motherfuckers that are so worried about Muslims and everybody else. You know, you can't enforce one part of the Constitution and say fuck all the other parts. It's like your religion ain't got nothing to do. Too bad they didn't say your race, right? Say, we can't hate on God. We can hate on niggas. That's Article 6, baby. And then here is the last and final article. Dun, 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 dun. Article 7. So during the rest of the week, we will talk about the amendments to the Constitution, and we will begin our Black Panther beautification, wonderfication, education tomorrow. All right. Article 7. So sexy. 7. Ended with 7. You know they was into the metaphysical, right? So they're like, yep, we'll end it with 7. Lucky number, special, magical number. Article 7, the ratification of the conventions of 9 states shall be sufficient for the establishment of this Constitution between the states so ratifying the same. The word, the, being interlined between the 7th and 8th lines of this first page, the word 30 being partly written on, is this part of the shit? Oh, yeah, it is. That's part of the language. Okay, the word 30 being partly written on an erasure. Oh, okay, they explained it when they signed it. In the 15th line of this first page, the word is tried being interlined between the 32nd and 33rd lines of the first page, and the word the being interlined between the 43rd and 44th lines of the second page. Attest, William Jackson, Secretary. Done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present, the 17th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 1787, and in the independence and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12 in witness thereof, we have under to subscribed our names, G as in George Washington, President and Deputy from Virginia, Delaware, Representatives of Delaware, Gunning Bedford, June, John Dickinson, Richard Bassett, Jacob Broom, I don't know what those, whatever those four fellows from Delaware, North Carolina is represented, William Blount, Richard Dobbs Speck, and Hugh Williamson. From the great state of New Hampshire, John Langdon represents, and also Nicholas Gilman. From the beautiful state of New Jersey, William Livingston, David Beardley, William Patterson, and somebody named Dayton. From the wonderful state of Maryland, James McHenry, Dan of St. Thomas, and Daniel Carroll. From the beautiful state of Virginia, John Blair and James Madison Jr. From the wonderful state of South Carolina, Jay Rutledge, Charles Cotsworth, Charles Pinckney, and Pierce Butler. From the beautiful state of Georgia, we have William Hugh and Abraham Baldwin. From the wonderful state of Massachusetts, we have Nathaniel Gordon and Rufus King. From the beautiful state of Connecticut, William Samuel Johnson and Roger Sherman. And from the wonderful, fantastic state of New York, we have Alexander Hamilton. From Pennsylvania, we have the wonderful and fancy Mr. Benjamin Franklin, Mr. Thomas Muffin, Mr. Robert Morris, George Clymer, Thomas Fitzsimmons, Jared Ingersoll, James Wilson, and Gouv Morris. And we thank these gentlemen for giving us our Constitution of the United States of America. That's it. You're so smart. Very simple document. Very simple. Right? Not very detailed. Very simple shit. Almost like they kind of trusted each other. I mean, no contract you get today is this simple. Kind of like, okay, we trust each other, and we doing this because we trust each other. And here are the 9 states that started the shit. Here's names of the people that say, yeah, we're going to put this shit in writing, and every generation after us is going to abide by this shit. And we're going to make it better, right? We're not going to abuse it. We're not going to make it worse. We're going to make it better. So we got a president right now that's saying, fuck this piece of paper. So he just got to go because, you know, we got it bad enough with people that pay attention in halfway to this piece of paper, let alone somebody just outright saying, fuck you, it, and everything's about me. So I don't know, my niggas. I hope you enjoyed my presentation of the Constitution. Keep watching this crazy shit. I think he's trying to end it like it's a sitcom before the Super Bowl, but I just hope they keep it going so,
even when he gives the State of the Union, right? It's not resolved. Make him go cuckoo, because he's making everybody else go cuckoo. But know that I love you, and hopefully, this is the last of the boring shit, but I thought it was really important to get, I like to get full understanding. We know we live in America, but what's that really mean? We know what it means to get a ticket, and we know the process. We know how to file for a divorce. We know how to go to the DMV. But the founding documents that make us free, that, yeah, we go to bed at night and we don't worry about a motherfucker just walking in our house or the cops do show up if some other motherfucker running around with a machete, right? Well, all of those things that make us free and good and help us fuck up our life if we want to, it's based on the Constitution. We got to honor it. We got to make sure we vote people in that do honor it. And we got to make sure we know what it is. Not just floating around. Because, shit, before you know, you ain't paying attention. You, like what they said, well, you have Mr. Franklin. Oh, we have a republic if we can keep it. We the oldest republic, and we about to lose it because we just nonchalantly giving it to a dummy. I didn't. Just make sure you vote, and everybody you know vote. Don't talk to people about politics, because, you know, you don't know who you're talking to nowadays. Keep it to yourself, and everything's going to work out at the end of this year. I'm almost certain of that. So thank you again on this Tuesday, the 28th. We'll post some good old stuff, and let's talk about some niggas for real starting tomorrow. Everybody have a good night, and know that you are blessed.